We're returning to the Middle East for our first story, where protests in the Palestinian-controlled territory of Gaza continued Tuesday, but they were reportedly smaller and less violent than the ones the day before. The Palestinian government says Israel and the U.S. are responsible for the deaths of dozens of Palestinians in Gaza this week. Israel says that a Palestinian group named Hamas is responsible for launching terrorist attacks at the border between Gaza and Israel. On yesterday's show, we looked at what's currently happening in Gaza and Jerusalem and some of the reasons for it. You can find that coverage in our archives section at CNN10.com. What we're doing today is explaining some of the history of Gaza and how unrest there dates back millennia.
Gaza is only about 25 miles long and 7 miles wide, but this small strip of land is one of the most fought over in history. It was an Egyptian base, a royal city of the Philistines, and the place where the Hebrew hero Samson, betrayed by Delilah, met his death. Since then, much blood has been spilled. The most recent contest for Gaza began at the end of World War II, when persecuted Jews traveled to Israel from Europe looking for a new start after the horrors of the Holocaust. In 1947, the UN created a plan to split Israel into two countries, one for Jews and one for the Arab people. Backed by the US President Harry S. Truman, David Ben-Gurion, Israel's founder, proclaimed the establishment of the State of Israel in 1948. Egypt then attacked Israel through the Gaza Strip. Israel was victorious, but Gaza remained under the control of Egypt, and an influx of Palestinian refugees began. In 1967, war broke out between Israel, Egypt, Jordan, and Syria in what became known as the Six-Day War. Israel seized the Gaza Strip and held it for about 40 years. In 2006, Hamas, a group sworn to destroy Israel, enlisted by the United States, European Union, and others, the terrorist group won a landslide victory in Palestinian legislative elections, and Israel unilaterally pulled its forces out of Gaza that year. Hamas was now in control of the territory. However, Israel still controls much of the area's access to and from the Gaza Strip. Since then, Israel and Hamas have been exchanging blows. Israel maintains Hamas is a violent terror organization, while Hamas says they represent an oppressed people being victimized by the Jewish state. The international community continues to press for a cease in violence. But for now, the Strip's population of 1.8 million people are trapped in the crossfire.